In this video, we're discussing, do you need a business license to wholesale real estate? Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios, still on the road. And in this video, we're going to talk about, do you need a business license to wholesale real estate? In addition to that, I got a question. There's a little bit of a long question that we're going to dissect together here so we can put some perspective on this thing for you. All right, so let's get into, let's first of all answer the topic question. Do you need a business license to wholesale real estate? The answer is no, you don't, okay? The reason for a business license when it comes to wholesaling is not necessarily so you can do real estate, okay? The reason for a business license is other stuff. It has to do with legal, okay? But the real question is that, can you get started without a business license? Yes, you can, okay? As a matter of fact, you can do business under your own personal name and you can do business as a business, okay? It's completely up to you. The benefit is for yourself. The benefit is so you can file your paperwork and separate your income, pay taxes, and have your business as an entity on its own so you can reduce your personal liability. That's the whole point of that. When it comes to wholesaling, it doesn't require business license. And the main reason for that is because you're going into wholesaling as a potential buyer, okay? You're going to be a potential buyer. You're showing interest in buying the property and you're showing zero interest in representing the seller. It's when you have to choose to represent the seller, you want to represent the interest of a seller, that you're required to have a license. But if you have full disclosure saying, I want to buy this property for purely profit purposes, then you don't need a license to do that. Anyone can go into the free market, in a free market world, and decide to buy a real estate or decide to put a house under contract so you can sell the contract to a real estate investor who is basically positioned as a partner in the deal, okay? It's different from when you claim you want to represent someone's interest. If you claim you're gonna be representing someone's interest, then obviously the government needs to be able to regulate that because you're claiming you're representing their interest. When you're engaged in a free trade, free enterprise transaction with a person, the government consider that free enterprise. And that's what wholesaling falls under, okay? As long as you're giving people full disclosure, you're not cheating, you're not stealing, you're not lying, no, you don't need business license. Now, for your own interest, over time, you do want to have some kind of business, form a business company, LLC, S Corp. Talk to a lawyer about that so you can save taxes, but that's still your own personal interest. That's not you protecting other people's interest. The reason why lawyers, attorneys, accountants, and things like that require business license, because, including the realtor, is because they're claiming to protect another individual's interest. If you're gonna do that, there's gotta be a government-backed interest fiduciary situation in that, and that's when you require to have a business license. Wholesaling is not one of those, okay? In wholesaling transactions, you are taking an interest position in the property, not protecting the interest of the seller. And those are the two different things right there that you need to take note in. So with that being said, let's dive into today's question and let's see what somebody has to say. So this person says, all right, guys. So there's this house in my area that realtor priced at $129,000. The house is worth $200,000. And that's on the lowest end. I really want to fix and flip the house. I had a man who does construction come out and look at the house. He said the house needs about $60,000 to $70,000 in repairs. The house has caught on fire twice. I need revenue to fund the deal. Well, I guess I need money, funds to fund the deal. I have about $1,000 to contribute and that's it. LOL. I'm glad this person finds that funny. Here are my thoughts. Number one, have ground floor fund the deal and use a gap funder for the down payment and monthly payments. Pros versus cons, all input is welcomed. Two, wholesale the property. However, someone has already made an offer on the property. And number two, where do I find an investor to actually fund the wholesale? So let's break this down slowly, a little bit slowlier, okay? Property is worth $200,000. The realtor has priced it at $130,000. The asking price is, you know, it's not of much use other than to see the range to how far you can go on your offer so you don't lowball, right? And the property needs $60,000 to $70,000. So typically if a property is priced at $130,000, because they're thinking the property is worth $130,000, okay? So let's assume that you put an offer at $120,000, okay? Typically if a property is priced at $130,000, I don't want to go below no more than 10% of what they're asking, okay? So plus minus 10%. So $130,000 minus 10% minus $13,000, that brings us to about $117,000. I don't want to go below $117,000, because if I have to go below that, chances are they're going to think I'm lowballing, specifically for houses that's been placed on the market by a realtor. There's nothing wrong with negotiations. I'm just saying, as long as you need to have a very strong justification for offering, giving a lowball offer, okay? So let's keep going here. So he goes, so $117,000, the property needs about $60,000 to $70,000 worth of repair. When you tell me that, I'm gonna go with the higher end of that, okay? Worst case scenario, $70,000 in repair. So if I purchase the property for $120,000, let's just round up the figure from $117,000 to $120,000, and then I have to put in $70,000 worth of work, I'm up to $190,000. The property is worth $200,000. There's going to be a closing cost of about 5%, around that ballpark. 5% of $200,000 is $10,000. There's no space for profit just off the back, okay? So just off of even me being a rehabber, there's no space for profit in this property, okay? Because the cost of acquisition and cost of repair. What about my time? What about the cost of my time to get involved in this project, right? Sometimes, you know, I was just talking to someone. I said, hey, if it's your first deal, if you break even, you're happy because you're already in profit, because you at least walked away with some lessons of what not to do. But that doesn't mean we're going into a deal with the goal of breaking even. We want to make profit, okay? Because if you go into a deal with the goal of breaking even, chances are you're gonna lose money, okay? Because you always should overshoot, okay? So let's keep going here. So she says, I need fund to fund the deal. No one is gonna fund such deal because there's no way for them to make money. She has about $1,000 to contribute, and now she's asking gap funder. See, gap funding and all these people, they have to make sure that you're gonna make money, because if you don't make money, they're not gonna make money, okay? So stop talking about that altogether. Gap funding, what do you call it? All those middle funded type of deals. They're not gonna look at this deal. It's too, you know, they're gonna look at you being a first time investor. It's just too risky for them, okay? The number two, wholesale the property. Wholesale the property sound closer, except that the numbers don't work, okay? So for a $200,000 house, right, that's worth $200,000, the idea is to offer 65% of the after repair value, which is $200,000, right? The after repair value is $200,000, 65% of that would be $130,000, right? And then you want to subtract the estimated cost of repair from that. So $130,000 minus $70,000. That will be about $60,000, okay? That will be your offer for the property if you want to wholesale the property. If they're not willing to give you that number, you need other types of exit strategy for this deal. It's definitely not gonna be a straight wholesale deal, okay? So maybe there are other creative ways you can make this deal work. If they're motivated, meaning they must get rid of the property, you wanna talk to a partner, talk to someone that know what they're doing and see if they can help you come up with a better exit strategy, but it's definitely not straight wholesaling, because the numbers simply does not work, okay? The numbers do not work. Number two here, she says, another number two, where do I find an investor to actually fund the wholesale. So not this wholesale, no investor is going to fund this wholesale, but in general, the way to find investors to fund your wholesales, meaning bring the money to the table to purchase a property, is number one, join your local real estate association club, okay, and start building relationships with them. Number two, you can build a list of interested investors, okay? You can build a list online. That's something I cover in my book, smartrealestatewholesaling.com, is where you can download the book absolutely for free. The name of the book is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. All right, so go ahead and download the book. Hopefully you've been educated and enlightened, and I'll see you on the next one. Don't forget, like, share, and comment your questions in the box below. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.